Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to visit with Bill O'Neill, who is the executive director for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Before I get to that, just a couple little tidbits about the activities here of the Zimcom team. I'll be attending Blog World and New Media Expo, which is probably the largest event that focuses on blogging, podcasting, all the kinds of things that we're doing in this new media world. And then heading to Sunbelt Ag Expo for a few days, which is the premier farm show in the South and especially the Southeast. So a couple things that are coming up on the Zimcom calendar here. Now let's talk to Bill O'Neill, because Bill, I understand that you've had a pretty big announcement today.
That's right, Chuck. I have decided that at the end of the year I'll conclude my service with NAFB as executive director and take the opportunity to move on to some things that I've had an interest in for a while, and just found the time is right to create some space in my career to do. Not particularly employment-oriented, but interests I have in some areas, including maybe being a student again.
Ah, well, that sounds like it might be very interesting. Well, you know, you've been with the organization for over 4 years. Any comments you might want to make about some of the things that, as you look back at it a little bit, what were some of the highlights for you in terms of working with this industry we call farm broadcasting?
Well, I think there have been a number, Chuck, and I probably won't do them all credit in trying to think, but I think when I came in, the organization had just installed a board of directors that seated all three of our member councils, the Broadcast Council, the Management and Sales Council, which represents the business side folks from the stations and networks that are represented by our broadcasters. And then the third very important council is the Allied Industry Council. All three of those were seated on the board of directors. And the year I arrived, we actually changed the name of the organization to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting from the longstanding farm broadcasters. And I think what's significant there is it represented that the universe of farm broadcasting includes many classes of trade, and I think what's happened over the past 5 years as I've watched as those groups have all participated in the leadership of the association, and I think that's been a very healthy thing. Some of the specific programming areas and activity areas, we've developed strategic plans both for the association and the NAFB Foundation. Our marketing and promotion program has been very active. Specifically, we're in the process of finishing our third national research study in 4 years, which I think is very significant for all of AgriMedia and certainly for the agri-marketing professionals that use that research and rely on that research. You know, we've moved into webinar education of our members. We've very recently reintroduced our website. There's a variety of areas I'm enthusiastic about that I've had a chance to work with our member leadership on, and I think they'll be important to NAFB moving forward.
Well, you certainly came in at an interesting time in the whole arena of communications, because it was one of probably the earlier posts that I did on AgWired was when you were announced as the new executive director. And, of course, I was posting on a blog, which there were so many people at that time still trying to figure out just what the heck these Zimcom people were doing, you know. But things have changed, and the organization has certainly worked, you know, with the leadership and in the members in trying to cope with some of those changes. And I'm assuming that, and this will be our nice segue into the convention coming up, that with this convention, it'll be an opportunity to kind of let the membership talk about and maybe figure out some ways to adapt to this new media world we're in, right?
I think so. I just think that's a just an ongoing thread for anyone in the professional communications, the agri-media area. Obviously, the internet continues to flatten the entire media landscape, and I think the folks who are in broadcast, our members who are in broadcasting on the audio and video side, have, like others, migrated more and more into broader media applications, internet, mobile web, obviously texting, social media, pushing and probing. And our members are in different places with that, with their audiences, whether it's the producers and or the consumers that they're engaging. So that's really, that's a book that's being written, as you well know, and it continues to be. But the great thing about our, or one of the great things about our convention is our folks are able to compare notes, share stories, share expertise, and learn from one another, both in a professional development curriculum way, but also in a very just an informal networking way. And to your question, yes, that will certainly be a topic of interest. So will our new research, our internet usage study. That's the study I referred to that's pending, and the results of that are going to be, I think, very instructive for our group. In terms of what a national producer sample says about their use of the internet, and not just, this isn't so much about what they're doing as far, or excuse me, where they're going, but what they're using the internet for and why, and hopefully we'll shed some insight that our members can use in terms of better reaching and engaging their audience.
Well, as we look forward to the convention, I know that by the time I get this posted, there'll only be a couple days left to take advantage of an early registration discount. What are some of the highlights you want to point out for people to maybe help encourage them to go ahead and get registered?
Well, I would point immediately to our opening session. We're sharing it again with the NAMA Trends in Agriculture event that's meeting over at the Hyatt. It's a panel called Speaking for Agriculture, and I think it's really going to be a dynamic conversation with four leaders who are going to bring very different perspectives about some of the challenges production agriculture and the food system finds itself in today's conversation, both with the consumer audience and certainly among groups that aren't always kind to agriculture. So I think that's going to make for a very stimulating discussion to open the convention. We're also going to have a session on enterprise and business that is going to include a couple of our, actually four of our members, but two I'll note. Max Armstrong, well-known broadcaster, certainly with WGN, and Max recently made a change to join Farm Progress. He's going to talk about what he's doing now. And Kyle Bauer, who with KFRM in Clay Center, Kansas, Kyle is part of a group that has put together an unwired business network called the Cattle Belt Network, and he's going to share some insights about what they're doing. Also on that program, Sally Beringer of Nicholson Kovac and Mike Hansen of RFD-TV are going to bring some of their perspective on the enterprise occurring in their organization. So I think that's going to be a very interesting session. We've got some great programming lined up for Friday as well. We've got our NAFB Foundation auction and reception Thursday night, and a big night of honor celebration and an awards luncheon on Friday. But the middle day, as everyone knows, is really the centerpiece day. That's Trade Talk, and we'll again have almost 100 participating organizations there for our six-hour interview. I call it an interview fest. But really a high energy. It's we almost have two conventions in one. We have the one-day Trade Talk, and then we have our three-day full convention. So Trade Talk will, again, be a dynamic, active day, and we're looking forward to all the organizations coming in and sharing their news and issues with our broadcasters.
Well, I think that the participation you have in Trade Talk that you mentioned shows the continuing support from essentially the clients of the members, which are the companies that advertise on the member stations and networks. So, you know, that's a great thing and good to see that kind of support in the kind of economy we've had, although generally speaking, it's stayed pretty strong in the ag sector. And knock on wood, we hope that will continue and improve in those areas where it needs to. So I guess I'll maybe close things out here by just saying it's been great to work with you. I know that you still got a couple months to go. We're going to see you here in just a couple weeks anyway, but it has been an interesting past few years, and the time working with you and, of course, with the organization Cindy and I have been members of and participated in for more years than we care to say. We're looking forward to just continuing to do that. So, again, thank you very much, Bill, for taking a few minutes to speak with me here. And that'll be our Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.